It's time for Living the Good Life right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And we are Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are very glad to be able to be right here and just enjoying this beautiful day in Clearwater, Florida, and in particular enjoying the Word today. It's been a great day, and so excited about what God's doing and what He's done. I've got all your mics on now, so just alert you three in there. Angel, you can help Mike kind of get that thing up at a better angle, pull the whole thing up. I'm going to turn that mic off a minute so until you get it settled. So let's fix that and let you guys, Angel, you can just work on it a minute. You know what to do. So we've got Mike and Jen, newlyweds here with us.
Always newlyweds.
Always newlyweds. Are you always newlyweds? Well, that's cute. They're always newlyweds, and that's wonderful. We got Dr. Angel with us, and she and I do the Thursday night counseling show. And Dr. Angel, that's just a lot's been going on with our show, hasn't it?
It has been amazing, and our show has been getting so much great response and so many great reviews as we have been really just helping people with the mental health of getting through this pandemic.
Yeah, it started, what, about 7 or 8 weeks ago? I think we're on about part 8 or part 9.
Yes.
And what was the reason? Why did we start this? We call it coping with the COVID calamity. So,
well, we started it for a number of reasons. One, in my private practice, I was noticing that my patients were really starting to struggle with fear of what was happening or could happen or might happen. And then as we started going through it and all the changes and how quickly things change, like in the social isolation and the shutdowns or not the shutdowns, which induce more fear, more anxiety, induce loneliness, depression, and people were really struggling and are still struggling to cope through this pandemic financially, emotionally, you know, and so many aspects of their life. And so our show is really focused on diving in and giving tools week by week to get through what's going on each week.
And You're right when you say it's week by week, and it's individual, and it's encouragement, and it's nitty-gritty. Do you want to respond to that part? And it's every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. right here on this network, so go ahead.
No, nitty-gritty means we get into the details. We are talking about what other people might not be talking about. We are really trying to take the heart of what's happening, the heart of what people are experiencing, and give them those tools to get through.
And so we have talked about depression, anxiety, fear,
suicide,
stress, suicide.
Like all of it.
We are not, there's no topic that is not on the table during this COVID calamity. And even the adjustments that everybody's going to have to make, now starting to make a little bit again. We welcome back some people to church. We have been kind of us four no more, meaning us 10 and no more, for the last couple weeks, haven't we, Mike? It's been like several weeks, really, hasn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Good to see him.
Yeah, it's good to see him. It's good to open the doors and say, yes, you're welcome. We had somebody in a mask today, and that's okay, too. You know, whatever. Jen, you want to comment on all this? Because you arrived over here from the Philippines a few months ago, married Mike. You guys have known each other a long time, but this has been an adjustment for you, being stateside, right? And
right.
Now in the middle of this.
Right. So some of the people that were like wearing masks or being very careful with taking the virus, well, we practically accept what they, you know, look like.
Sure.
They were like just making sure that they can prevent the virus.
Absolutely. And everybody is welcome. So we can now say with authority that you're welcome to come to our services. The last few weeks, we have not been saying that because we really couldn't, since there were like nine of you and one of me. So that makes 10. So it was kind of a different day, but it was an exciting day, Dr. Angel.
It was exciting. It was nice to see people we haven't been able to see in person in a long time.
Right.
I'm sure it was great for you to have a more people in the sanctuary to be preaching towards.
Always.
There was still online services and interaction happening there, and then in person, and it was so wonderful.
We were still doing Zoom.
Yes, right. And Facebook and YouTube.
Right.
So that had all that going. And people were able to, you know, type in their prayer requests while they are a part of the service, right, when they're not there in
that
person.
That was really cool, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. So we will invite you. We are going to continue with Zoom and Facebook. We're going to continue. We've started that. The Zoom service from start to finish, including music. Facebook does not allow music, so we can only have like 15, 20 minutes of a sermon on Facebook. But for Zoom, and you're over there running everything, Dr. Angel, and I know it kind of probably drives you crazy sometimes with three cameras going and a timer.
Three cameras, a timer, and typing, interacting with the people who are Zoom on Zoom, and then following you with all the cameras.
And why do you say following me? What happened today?
The spirit was so powerful, you were just on fire. It was amazing.
And yeah, so you were trying to cover me or
yes, and do it very smoothly so the viewers watching wasn't getting
yeah, I think you're going to have some help there with some timing anyway. It was a wild day, but it was a wonderful day and a day of excitement because several were able to join us again. And we had new people today for the first time too.
Right. Yes, we
did. And that's just always a blessing. Jen, you played your guitar so beautifully today, as you do most Sundays,
yeah.
And sang. And your song you picked kept having the word believe in it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, that's what we're going to talk about today, is the importance of believing. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity. We're so glad to be right here on the air today with our listeners scattered around the globe. You know who they are, where they are. We ask you right now to anoint every word that is said, every song that is played, all for your glory, all for your praise. Lord, that's what we're all about. And we praise you in advance for what you're going to get done today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. 10,000 Reasons. I love this song. It's an older one, but it's one of my favorites. It really is.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Sing along with us, why don't you out there?
Soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. Time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Time has come,
till my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the
God, we worship his holy name.
Lord, I worship your holy
Amen.
Name.
That's why we're here. We want to worship and praise the living God. Want to talk all about him today. We got so much to talk about today. It's just a joy to be able to teach the word, play some great music, interact. And I think the part that I love so much about this show, and now in its 14th year, which is hard to believe, is that it's people like y'all, part of our radio team. Our radio team has grown now. It's like 10 or 11 people plus me. And it's such a joy to hear your perspective on things. Mike, how does that affect you? You helped me start the church many, many years ago. Then you were gone for a long time, and then you came back. And we're glad you are.
Are you referring to the radio or the church?
Yeah, the radio.
Well, it's inspirational, and it's got good topics. If you have time to listen, you'll
right.
learn.
And yeah.
Especially learn about the Lord.
Well, and why would people want to take time out to listen to a show? And really, I mean, because we've got some on our new website, bohmglobal.com. Go there. We've got a few of our shows right there, so you can grab them easily and get an idea of what we do here.
Well, to get more familiar with the teaching of the Word.
Yes.
Learn more about God's Word and the ministry.
Yeah.
And you never know where you might fit in.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so it's so important that we understand the value of being a part of a body of believers. Jen, I know you grew up in church.
Yes.
Not quite like the one we have, right? You grew up in a Catholic church, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's been an adjustment for you, I'm sure, hasn't
right.
it? Yeah.
But the word, the teaching is all the same. We were like having the same like Bible study.
Yes.
And we're having a study what the word is all about as well.
Right. Exactly. And there's value, so much value in spending time in the Word. And we are starting a brand new series today entitled Believe and Receive. And it's all about the book of John. It's hard to receive. Here's what I want to say. Hard to receive everything God has for you if you don't believe that God exists.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Elaborate on that, Mike. Because, I mean, I think there's people out there that want blessings from God. But they really don't want to believe that he wants to be actively involved in their daily lives.
Well, if we would keep in mind, you know, Satan, he believes who Jesus is.
Good point.
And
good
a
point.
Lot of us have heard the name God and the Lord
right.
Jesus.
Right.
But believing is believing in who he is and his purpose and what he came for.
Amen.
And when you believe that, you'll receive his blessings.
Yes.
And you'll be able to minister to the people at the time of their need.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. And believe, a lot of people believe that there's something out there. They're not sure. They'll call him the man upstairs. I heard somebody this week, one of my clients, say, the man upstairs. I thought, yeah, okay. Are you talking about my Heavenly Father, God Almighty? Yeah, the man upstairs.
Him.
Yeah, I know him. Angel, why don't you comment on this? Because I think this God wants to be real. This is what I want to say, Angel. He wants to be real to people, not just a man upstairs, right?
Yes, it's all about relationship and the quality of that relationship. Like, God is a relational God, and he wants intimacy with us. He wants to know us intimately. He wants us to know him intimately.
Amen.
And it's a growing relationship, you know, and as we go through life, we, you know, we just need to have the faith to believe,
yeah,
and the faith to trust. And as we go through life, he gives us we get deeper and deeper levels of faith as we believe in him for salvation. Is the simplest
sure.
thing we believe for, and then we receive that. And so when something happens, we know, we start to learn, we can trust him, and
right.
we can go to him. And just like with David, you know, he was there with the lion, you know, and he, you know, David fought many battles that prepared him for the battle of Goliath. And
right.
because he knew God showed up in those little things, he was coming to show up. And that was the faith and believing.
Well, you're referring to the day that King Saul is looking for somebody to battle the giant,
yes.
Goliath, in 1 Samuel, I think, chapter 16.
Yes.
And here's David comes up and he goes, okay, I want to try at it. You know, I want to do this. And, well, what makes you think that you can battle this giant who was about 10 feet tall, guys? This was a huge guy, 9 feet something. And David was a little guy. Evidently, he was not very big. He was just a kind of an average-sized guy, not as big as you, Mike. He was a little shorter guy, you know? And, yeah, and here he was, and Saul says to him, what makes you think that you can do this? And he said, Angel, you can go back to your point.
Well, he said, you know, my God's going to do this. It's not about me. It's about, well, this guy is in here, you know, talking bad about our God. God's going to fight this battle.
Right. And he said, I've already killed the lion and the bear, right?
God was with me with the lion. He was with me with the bear. God is going to fight this battle.
Okay, so it brings me to this point before we get into John, because we're talking about believing. So when we see God do things in our lives, Mike, what does it do to our faith level?
Brings it up, gives us more courage.
It does, doesn't it?
And to trust him more when we have a problem.
So even in the little things, Jen, in the little times in our lives where it's not some huge thing, you know, but it's just a little thing of, God, what do you want me to do today? Or where? Or I need a job, or I need this to happen, or whatever. God wants us to trust him in all things. Is that correct?
Right. And not just about when we're like having a problem and we're going to believe that he's going to do it, but every day of our life we need to trust and believe with him.
We do
it, that he's gonna path our way, he's gonna
yes.
set our day
right. And when we start doing that and we are consciously making an effort to listen to the voice of God and his leading, what does it do to us, Jen?
It gives us a wonderful feeling that, oh God, thank you for doing this with me. And it gives more faith and strength.
It does.
It strengthens our faith to him that he's doing this for you. All you need to do is believe in him.
Exactly. Believe is the word, guys. The word believe is used 98 times mm-hmm. in the book of John. I could not believe that when I read that last week when I started to prepare this series. 98 times that word. More than any other word in the book of John. It's 98 times for the book of John for the word believe. Angel, talk to us about this. This relationship, you said the word relationship, what does that have to do with the word believe, and why are we studying the book of John?
Okay, well, when we have relationships with people, which is what we kind of know about relationships, like we have different trust levels with different types of people, and
right.
so people that we talk to maybe once a year or once every couple of year, like they get a little bit of trust. We're not breaking through with some deep, intimate things going on in
sure,
our life.
Right.
And people that we talk to more frequently and have more interaction with, like we gain a deeper trust with those people.
Right.
You know, and we might have that, you know, BFF, that best friend that like we share everything with, because that relationship has frequent contact. They spend time together and they've built trust. Same thing with God.
Same thing.
It's all about the time that we're spending as we're developing that relationship. You know, if we just, you know, going to church on Sunday is going to get us a level, but it's going to church and praying or reading or just talking to God or worshiping during the week. Like, it's the more interaction we have with Him, the more we can believe and trust in Him. Our faith rises.
It really does. And I, you know, we pray, Pastor Jim and I, over the music, what we're going to do each week. And I tell you, the goal is to present songs that, and I know you do this too, Jen, when you sing. The goal is to increase our faith, right? The goal is to point us to Jesus, you know, the author and finisher of our faith. And the goal of worship and this show, the goal of this show is to point people to the Word of God. Our slogan of Beacon of Hope, and has been for now 19 years, is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. So what we try to do on this show, what we're doing at church, is a real desire to cause people to want a relationship with God. Talk about that, Mike. I mean, because a lot of people don't want it. They don't see they need it.
Well, if you're talking about faith, and if we're to build our faith, wouldn't it be fair to say the more faith you got, the better you know God?
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
So the more you know God, and if you have a problem, the problem becomes, I guess, minor, because you know if you're trusting God that holds the world, that He could fix a little problem that you may have.
Right.
And it boils down to your faith and you believing.
And how do we increase faith?
By the Word.
Right. Romans 10:17, the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right?
Amen.
So this show is all about the Word of God, and it's about practical experience. So what we've learned as we do our daily walk. You brought up David, Angel, so I want to go back to David about this whole concept of spending time alone with God, because David was on the hillside taking care of his dad's sheep. He was the youngest of 8 sons.
Absolutely.
That was his job.
That was his job, to take care of all these sheep, and spending a lot of time by himself in his own little isolation world with sheep who aren't talking back to us, right? So he started talking to God, and he started writing songs of praise, and he started getting in there with God and him. And each day he spent doing his job and watching the sheep, he also spent quality time with God.
He certainly did. And so, as we start this book of John, guys, you're going to learn so much by listening to these shows, but you also need to be in your Bible yourself. Right, Jen? Right. Talk to us about that.
Right, so that you you know what we're talking about and what we're discussing about believing of His Word.
Exactly. It's going to change you. We're starting in John chapter 1, verse 1, and it says, in the beginning. I love the way John, who was one of the disciples, also called the disciple whom Jesus loved. He was probably the closest to Jesus. We also think that he was his first cousin, that his mother and Jesus' mother were sisters. So John had personal experience with Jesus, yet John also understood this is not just a man who's my cousin. This is the Messiah. John understood it from the day that he left his fishing job and started walking and following Jesus. And John writes here, in the beginning, before all time. I'm in the Amplified Bible, and I love that. Before all time, because we can't even understand what that was like, was the Word, which is Christ. You know, and Mike, you love the book of Revelation. I do too. And when Jesus comes back riding the horse, He's going to have a sash on Him that says, the Word of God. So it's not just the Bible that's in front of us is the Word. Jesus is the Word.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? Angel, what's the significance of that?
The significance of Him being the Word is it's living and active. Like, He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Like, it's hard to even put into words that our finite minds can kind of grapple around, but He is this living, active word. So every time we're in our Bible word, we are in him. We are diving into him, and we're diving in deeper. And, you know, what we feed is what we grow. We talk about that a lot on our counseling
show. We do.
And that's that whole Romans 10:17.
Like, yes.
God, I always say God was a perfect psychologist, because like all the biblical principles are what works in our field
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
But we're, a lot of times in our lives, we're feeding frustration, we're feeding doubt, we're feeding fear. We're especially right now with everything going on, we need to be feeding the word.
We do.
That sustains us. And that's where we'll grow that deeper relationship.
A few years ago, I'm not sure exactly when this started, there became a slang thing, and I don't know how it began, but where people would say, in other words, instead of saying, yeah, I agree with what you just said, they go, word. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Slang term, right? They just say the word, word, okay?
Yeah.
And the first time I heard it, I thought, what? What's that about? Word, you know? Well, basically, it's saying, I agree with you, right? But what is so interesting about that, I want to go down to verse 14 before we go back to verse 3. Verse 14, the word, which is Christ himself, became flesh, okay? Human, incarnate, and tabernacled. He fixed his tent of flesh. In other words, he came to live on this planet. And among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, begotten of the Son, received from his Father. And here it is. Here's what the word is. It's full of grace and truth. The word is full of grace and truth. That's the Bible in front of you or on your phone right now. It's full of grace. Grace is God's, well, a lot of people define it as God's unmerited power. Graham Cook says, it's his overwhelming, empowering presence that causes us to become more of what he is than what we really are, right? And he says here in John 1:14, full of grace and truth. So when a hip-hop person is saying word, you know, that way, actually, that's right on. If you agree with something, that is like, yeah, I agree with that, okay? Jesus is the truth, full of grace and truth. I want to play this song. It's an old one, but it's been on my heart the last day or two. Made me glad. And it comes really from the Psalms. And I think David probably wrote these words as he sat there on that hillside so long ago.
I will bless
We lost it. Don't know why. It's an old CD, so I don't know why it quit. Let's go to Psalm 18. But don't you love that song? That's an old one, but a good one. David said this, I love you fervently, is what he's talking about to God. He says, I love you fervently and devotedly, O Lord, my strength. Love that. That's how David felt about God. And he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress. You just heard that in that song. My deliverer, my God, my keen and firm strength, in whom I will trust and take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation. My high tower, verse 3 of Psalm 18, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. David understood who God was. Verse 6, in my distress, when I feel seemingly closed in, it says in the Amplified Bible, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him into his very ears. Talk to us about that, Angel. That's calling out in distress,
that
you know?
Is calling out in distress. And believing that when we do, that God hears it.
Amen.
And not only does God hear it, but it moves him.
Oh, yeah. It does.
It absolutely does. And knowing that it's not just words going into an empty void and an empty vacuum of space,
right?
Like, but that it's reaching the throne room
directly, immediately,
directly,
right without then. A time lag, without anything, right? Without any problem. God hears, and so we're going back to John chapter 1. And so that song and that truth that David understood caused him to write a lot of the Word of God. He wrote probably 73 out of 150 of the Psalms. From David's pen. Why? Angel, I'm taking it back to the word you said at the very beginning. Why?
Because David knew him so intimately.
He had a relationship.
And that was the relationship. And, you know, and as you read through it, like, David wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Like, David loved God and had a relationship with, but he was still human.
Yeah.
Made mistakes, did things that he probably was very shameful about at times. But it didn't matter what was going on. As you read the Psalms, like when David knew he did something wrong, he still was pouring his heart out to God.
And exactly.
He brought his joy. He brought his sorrow. He brought his mistakes. Like all through the Psalms, you just see he trusted God completely.
He did. And when I was studying for this new series, in the book of John, we see that God's plan of sending his son to this earth originated in the heart of the Father, right? And he said, you know, you got to go, son. And he went willingly, right? We know he went willingly to the cross. We know he came willingly to this earth. And he took on humanity. The scripture says Jesus never sinned. But yet he took on human nature. And one commentary I read said this. You will find verses in the book of John where you see that Jesus was weary, that he was impatient. I love this. That he was sorrowful, that he was appreciative, and that he was loving. So he had human characteristics, Angel. Talk about that. Because that's what he had to do in order to take on human sinfulness on the cross.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, so here, I mean, it's really hard to, like, put our minds around this. But here, you know, taking on human flesh was pretty much like putting his perfect spirit in, like, this box that had all these limitations that he, you know, did not have ever experienced. And not all these physical needs like sleep and rest and food and water and things. And yes, and that meant he felt the pain that we feel, that he felt all the emotions that we go through.
Right. Yeah.
But that's so he can comfort us.
It's exactly
perfectly.
Right.
Perfectly.
How many times do we say in counseling, you and I on our show, and then you in counseling sessions, that when you've gone through something, that you're able to better understand when somebody else is going through that same thing?
Sure, you're able to have a whole new level of compassion for that person.
Right, exactly. Mike, when we look at the nature of the Father, that he loves us so much that he goes, okay, I'm sending you a solution to your sin problem, okay? And that solution is going to be in my son, Jesus. And he's going to come and take on human form. He's going to get tired. He's going to sometimes be impatient. Mm-hmm. He's not going to sin. But he's going to have those human frustrations. I mean, look what he did in the temple with people, the money changers, you know, that were doing all that. You know, he was like, ugh, enough of this. You know, and he reacted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe one other purpose other than coming to redeem us is to show us that we can do it in the flesh by keeping his word, keeping his commandments, loving one another.
Right.
And it's about believing.
It is. There's the word again.
If you go over, even in the book of Hebrews, where Paul wrote about, but unto him that puts no forth of any effort, but believe in him that justifieth in God the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
Right.
Because if you read the story, and it goes on down, it talks about David and Abraham.
Right.
He granted them their righteousness by their belief.
By their belief in faith, right?
They were going to mess up.
Yes.
But it was all covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And Jesus came to show us grace and truth and show us the nature of the Father. And we see this all through the book of John. In verse 4, well, in verse 3, we already mentioned this on Facebook today quite a bit, verse 3, that all of us were created by the will of the Father. We were created. The miracle of birth is totally crazy. I mean, I was a biology major and chemistry minor in college. And I tell you, studying how cells reproduce and how they split and mitosis and meiosis and all those things, some of you may know those terms. It is a total miracle that from a sperm and an egg, you get an individual. And all of us, people with our varieties, but we're still come from the same union, that spirit, that sperm and that egg. Totally amazing. It's a miracle. And in verse 3 of John chapter 1, all things, that means you and me, were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In other words, you are here because God willed you to be here. And I did mention this morning on the Facebook post. You can go to my posts or Beacon of Hope posts and find it. That's people that have even been told as children, well, we didn't want you. You were an accident. There are no accidents with God, Jen. Jen, you come from a family of 10.
Yes.
And Mike comes from a family of 10 brothers and sisters, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there were 10 accidents there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
because God creates us is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, I guess when I was just going to share some thoughts of my mom when
sure.
She had a big family. She said it's a blessing to
yes.
have a big family.
Yes.
It's a blessing from God that she have a lot of kids to rely on
yeah.
when she gets old.
Sure, sure. And the joy of kids and family,
right.
you know, I'm always talking about my now 14 grandkids. And it's because they are such a joy to me. And right. when the phone rings, now that I have an Apple phone and I can see their little faces, it is such a joy to see that. Now, that's how God feels about us, Angel. Talk about that, because God, we are not accidents. That's my point right here.
Yes.
You no. have three beautiful sons. I've got three kids and now all these grandkids. And I tell you, none of them are an accident, you know?
Absolutely.
Even if we accidentally got
even
pregnant.
Even if they were unplanned.
Unplanned.
There is no accidents with God.
Right.
You know, he's purposeful. He's intentional. He knew who we were, everything good, everything bad that we would do, that we would experience, what our purpose is before we were placed in our mother's womb. Like, that is just, it's jaw-dropping. Like, it's so hard to, like, really grip that.
Well, why is that such an important truth that we're making that point today in Facebook, but also now? Why is that such an important truth? What do our listeners need to hear from that, and why?
Well, they need to hear the truth. They need to hear that God planned and intentionally created them, because so many people are walking this earth believing that their life is worthless, that they are worthless, that they are a mistake, that all these things are wrong with them, that God could never love them if he knew what they did or thought or experienced. And that's the lies. And we have to put truth over those lies, because those lies are destroying lives.
So we'll talk about that. Let's go to verse 5. Let's read 4. in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So God's life in Jesus was our light. He is our light to walk this path. We're going to see in the book of John that Jesus calls himself seven different I am statements. We're going to go through those in detail in the weeks ahead. This is life-changing for people as we get an idea of who Jesus came to show us that he was. The bread of life, the resurrection and the life. There's seven of them. Look at verse 5. And the light, that's Jesus, shines out in the darkness. Are there dark areas?
All the time.
Everywhere. Explain that, Mike.
Well, when we walk through life, we're going to come up to some roads that we got to cross or travel down, and they're going to look dark because we're not going to have the experience of going down certain roads. Some of us have experienced them, and you can go down them better, especially when you know the Lord. You've already experienced, like Dr. Angel was saying, when you have the experience, you can face it easier.
Exactly.
So sometimes when the roads are dark, we don't know what's down that road. So then here comes fear.
Right.
And what's fear? False evidence appearing real.
Sure is.
So what we tend to do in our human nature, we forget God can take care of if we just trust him.
That's right.
But what happens is we want to go face it on our own.
Right.
And before we go any further, I wanted to say something about where you were talking about how you have your grandchild and you see your grandchild calling you, and we look at that ourselves and say, oh, look here, it's my child.
Right.
Even if someone doesn't have children, when God looks at us and we come to him before him, he says, oh, here's my child. This is
That's
who I started.
It. Yes.
So even if people that doesn't have children, like Jen and I, we know the experience you're having with your children, that's what God's having with us when
Amen.
We call upon him. So
that is so good.
I forgot.
Woo,
I
thank
wanted to
you.
Say that a second ago, but
that's right on. Boy. That's right on. Bethel Music, one of my favorites, and now one of my favorite songs, Goodness of God. You know it is. This is for you, listening audience, because God is good, and he wants to be that for you.
All the time.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. Of God, I love your voice. You will lead me through the fire, and in darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived of God, yeah. And all my life you have been faithful. Oh. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness
God.
Amen.
I have played that song over and over again some Sunday mornings at home while I'm getting ready and getting before I get to church. Sometimes I've played it over 10 times, like, you know, because getting it down in my spirit, it's, God is so good. What does that do for you, Mike, when you hear not just that song, but that knowledge of God's goodness?
Just reassures your faith and your trust in Him, and it helps you believe more.
Yeah.
Just filled in the spirit. It's a powerful song.
It's a powerful song, and it reminds us that God is so good, He sent His Son. You know, we said it this morning, the most popular verse in the Bible is John 3:16.
You know,
go ahead.
We're talking about believing.
Yeah.
A song came to my mind during the song. You know, to get us to, me speaking personally, you know, sometimes, I'll tell you the truth, I'll buy a lottery ticket every now and then. So if we could take, I'm going to believe I'm going to hit that lottery. And a lot of people play this lottery. I'm telling you, a lot of them. If we could just take the belief, I'm going to hit the lottery. I know I'm going to do it this time. This is the numbers. If we can transform that and put it in our trust in God, what God's going to do. And when He does it,
yes,
it's going to change your faith. And it's going to make you trust Him more, even though His timing might not be your timing.
Right.
And sometimes the things we pray about, we forget we've prayed about them, and He's answered them, and we've moved on with our life, and we've never realized it.
The word believe in the Amplified Bible that I'm teaching out of all the time now, again, going back to that, the word believe is three parts in the Amplified Bible: to adhere to trust in, and rely on. Okay, adhere to means you're taking the principles in God's word and you're going, okay, those are mine.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a little song we sang in Sunday school years ago, every promise in the book is mine. Real old little song, right? But it's mine. I appropriate it, right? Mm-hmm. So adhere to, trust in, and rely on. Jen, why is this so important when it comes to our relationship with God?
Well, because sometimes when we having a deep problem that we can't really fix it, we don't know where to rely on. We don't know people to rely on. Only God can fix everything that you know, having a problem with. So it's really important to believe in Him and trust in His word.
That you're exactly right on. And so that's why I played that song right then. Because if we're going to believe, we got to believe that God is good. There's an old song, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, right? Because if we believe that God is good, then we believe that we can say, okay, here, God, here's this problem. Now, if we think God's bad, if we think God is going to get even with us for our attitudes and our behavior, we're not going to give Him our problems because we're going to be afraid that maybe this time He's going to punish me, right? Right? Comment on that, Mike. I got to take a drink.
Well, like, for example, Jen and I are facing some issues ourselves, and we're having to trust God on it because it's only Him that can work it out.
That's right.
So if we can't believe on Him that He can do it,
right,
it's not going to happen because we can't do it ourselves.
Right.
And whoever we're relying on it can't do it. So it has to fall back on the arms of God where we put our trust.
And therefore, we've got to believe God is good. And His word, all the way through, He says, I'm good. I'm a good God.
Right. Yeah.
I'm your Father God. Dr. Angel, you have said all along, you're one of your favorite songs. We did one of your favorite songs today, Reckless Love.
Yes.
That was so good. Wasn't that great?
Yes.
And then when we boil this down, John says, wait a minute, God sent the word to earth to show us the nature of the Father. And in verse 14, John 1:14, Jesus, the word became flesh, is what it says in John 1:14, and dwelt among us. He lived here. And we beheld His glory, glory as only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It does not say full of punishment and retribution for our sinful ways. Dr. Angel, that'll preach, so you take it.
That will absolutely preach. And there are so many people out there who believe God is this punitive God. They believe God is up there with like this proverbial spanking whip or paddle or hammer that's just waiting to catch them doing something wrong. They really do. And maybe that was their experience with their earthly parents and their, you know, or they were taught that something, you know, mistaught in Sunday school or church at some point in their life. And that's not who God is. There's nowhere in his word is that who he is. He is full of, you know, grace, love, compassion, truth.
Yes.
And so when we believe he's up there kind of waiting to catch us being bad so he can banish us to everlasting damnation, we're not going to trust him. We're going to hide the things from him that we think are negative, and we don't have a relationship with him.
Exactly.
We might attend church, but,
we may not really trust him.
Relational
so
with him.
So believe means three things. Adhere to. I want you to amplify on that for me, Angel. Adhere okay. to, trust in, rely on.
Sure. So when we are adhering to something, that means we're putting ourselves in alignment. It's like sticking, you know. Like
oh, yeah.
glue.
Like
think about that. We
gorilla
adhesive,
tape.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
gorilla
adhering
tape.
Ourselves to something.
Yeah.
That's, we're gluing it together. So
wow.
we're aligning in with who he is.
Yeah.
So think of it as like we're kind of gluing ourselves to him and we're trusting in, which means we're trusting that we can open up all the pieces of ourselves all the way down to that inner core part of our heart.
Yeah.
And rely on means I can go to him with struggles, difficulties, whatever, and I believe he will come through for me.
Exactly. I told you this morning, yesterday, my gardener and I were replanting my huge, big ZZ plant that some of you have seen. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And I got this great big pot, and it had holes in it. It had like four holes around the sides. It had a hole in the bottom. And so Ron says, oh, wait a minute. We got to plug those holes. Otherwise, you're going to have water running all over the carpet. And he said, what do you have? And I went out in the garage, opened the cabinet, and the first thing that fell out of the cabinet, because it's pretty full, was Gorilla Tape.
There you go.
And he goes, perfect. Picked it up and went and took care of the problem so that we would not have a potential flood all over the floor.
Absolutely. And that's what God is wanting us to do. He's wanting us to adhere, to stick ourselves to him, to make him become so much of deep in love with him, and that people are, we're just the conduit for him. He's working straight through us to the people in our lives. Like, we are stuck, glued to together, thick, thin, good, bad, and we're growing and deepening this relationship.
That's exactly what he wants for us. We're going to talk more about this in the second hour. Yes, we have a second hour every week.
That
can't
was
believe
fast.
That first hour just flew by. We love doing these shows. We're in our 14th year. I think I mentioned that, and we love it. And I'm almost always right here in this chair on Sunday afternoon. Occasionally when I'm out of town, I'm not, but we are just excited to be able to share the Word of God with you. We encourage you to go to our brand new website. It took a lot of time and effort, and I thank God for the board who helped me through that, and especially our webmaster, Dan, who is just an amazing guy. And go to our new website, bohmglobal.com. You'll see everything about our ministry in Mexico, Mike. Isn't that great? You know Enrique, the director down there of our radio station, pastor of the church in Puebla where I go. It's amazing, isn't it, the website and how it shares what Beacon of Hope is all about.
Yes, it's amazing. You'd love it.
And you being one of the original members of Beacon of Hope, have we really, like, changed in 19 years? This is pretty crazy that we've been doing this thing 19 years.
I wouldn't say changed. I would say advanced and improved.
Very good. I like that. That's exactly right. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com. If you have a prayer request, send those in to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Why would they do that, Jen? Why would they send in prayer requests?
This is actually a good way for other people to reach out with someone else's to talk with. Like,
exactly.
Pray with their problems. And it's the, I think it's also the way of God to send him the word. Even though you're on a different country or on a different part of the state.
That's right. And because we're global with
right.
all that, and people send in their prayer requests. We got to do this. Station ID, we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
And we're also on